Do you have any early returns? I mean, what are the volume of recycled bags coming in per day versus what the trash was coming in?
Well, it's a little too early to tell the difference between what we were seeing before and what we're seeing this first week of collection. But I do believe that it's noticeable, and it'll be very interesting to me to see the numbers on weight as we start baling and loading containers with recycles and solid waste after the program has started. I do think it's going to make a big difference.
And PIA has been able to handle that additional collection. I mean, it's going up from, what, a couple hundred customers that they had in the old program to over 700 now?
Yeah, we were basically hovering right around 320 customers for quite some time. And now with over 700, it has definitely been more locations to visit. But the streamlined effect of being able to get out of the truck and grab a bag and put it in the truck and then move to the next customer, as opposed to getting out, sorting the different materials that were left at the curb, and then moving on, has been big. It's been a big time savings, and as well as the time savings on the route, the collection route, the time savings at the baler when they're dropping off, not having to put different commodities in different specific locations, just basically unloading the bags on the tipping floor at the baler has saved a lot of time, too. So, so far, so good. The PIA has been doing a good job getting out there and being able to collect all the material in on the route days that people have signed up for.
The blue bags then go up to the baler through PIA currently. Does your staff then take them and put them right on somewhere, or what happens with the recycled material from there?
Yeah, the blue bags that are delivered to the baler are essentially just pushed right into the baler itself, onto the conveyor. We bale. We don't separate any materials at the facility. It's all baled, and so we're sending bales of commingled material within the bag still to Seattle. And in Seattle is where all the separation occurs. Republic Services has a very large materials recovery facility down by the dock, and so the material is moved a very short distance, actually, from where it comes off the barge to their facility, and then the bales are broken apart, and the separation starts.
Okay, so there's minimal handling for sanitation staff. Then.
Very little, okay. Yeah, very little handling for us.
Okay. And are businesses involved, too?
They are. It's been a little
KFSK?
Tricky. Yeah, it's been a little tricky, actually, because businesses pretty much select the day that they are collected garbage-wise. The residential recycling has been fairly straightforward because we've just asked people to recycle, put out their recycling on the day that their garbage is collected. Whereas businesses, they have larger amounts of garbage, and they select which day. So it's been hard to fit the businesses into an efficient collection route. But we have a lot of interest in the business community in Petersburg for the commingled recycling, and so far we've been able to handle those requests and work those into a route for pickup. I think it's going fairly well. A little hesitant to call that a success yet, but hopefully if business owners have signed up and they're having issues, they'll call us at Public Works and we'll be able to work through any issues that come up.
And you have some reminders for people too, residential customers, and the right things and wrong things to do with the recyclables.
Yeah, I appreciate the chance to talk about some of the things that we're seeing in this first week of service that would really be nice to correct so that it's not a problem for the customer or the borough or PIA as we move forward. Some folks have misunderstood the bag system and are still separating materials, putting separated materials in different bags, so they end up with, instead of one bag, it's like four bags that have very little material in them. You need to put all of your materials, all your recycling, into one bag. And those bags do need to be sealed. Some folks have filled them so full that they're overflowing and can't be sealed. Please just use another bag. You can put out as many bags as you need on collection day. You don't have to try and cram it in one bag. If it gets too full and you can't seal it up, please just take the overflow and put it in another bag and put that out.
It's hard to break the habit of sorting.
It is. It's a big change for a lot of people, and we're still finding people that when we say you put it all in the same bag, paper and cans and plastic, yes, everything in the same bag, please. And it will be very simple once everybody just buys in and starts following through with the program. It's important to point out to folks that there are two separate collection operations going on. The borough is collecting the solid waste in our big garbage trucks, and PIA is the borough's contractor who is collecting the recycling. Some people have put in their blue bags of recycling in their trash can thinking it was all going to be picked up by the borough. Please don't do that. Please set your bag outside of your can and preferably at least three feet away so that when the automated truck comes with the grabber, we're not hooking bags and ripping them open or having a problem there. So recycling goes outside of the can at least 3 feet away. One item that has come up, if people find that they have a very small volume of solid waste after recycling, they wanted to know if they could put out their recycling, just a blue bag, and not put out their garbage. That's completely acceptable. If you don't have enough garbage to put it out for that week, but you have some recycling to put out, by all means, put out the recycling and don't worry about putting out your garbage. It's important to note, though, if you do put out your garbage can, you should be putting out a blue bag of commingled recycle so that you are still subject to the lowest garbage rate possible.